The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Care and protection for the whole family's health at All Care, taking care of communities across Ireland.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Well, Liam and Wayne Lee has been listening to that. Liam, I know you enjoy a chat and a pint in the pub. Are you jealous listening to those lads there in London?
I got into walking an awful lot, and you know, I think I like strangers above all else.
And have you met many of them in the last 12 months? I'm sure you have.
I have at times. We've been valuing people a lot more, I suppose. You just meet somebody and you kind of value them. The pub is an amazing thing, and it's where we rub shoulders.
Yeah.
And you know, we're where people have their perch, and but a break from it is no harm.
Yeah, but a lot of people miss so much the gigs, going to the theatre, you know, going to museums and so on. It's not all about obviously going to the pub or matches or whatever, but so many people, as I said, have missed the gigs. And what's it been like for you guys? Because I've never been in a band, let alone been in a band like the Hot House Flowers, where you're going out on stage in front of thousands of fans and you're performing and you're playing music and you're writing music and travelling and touring and all of that. And the buzz that you must get from that to suddenly doing nothing, has that been hard to deal with, or has the walking been a good crutch for you, Liam?
It was actually more than a crutch. It kind of eclipsed everything for me, because it was just something I hadn't really given much time to myself on that sort of a level of just being outside and being alone, being with myself, you know. And so I needed that. I really did need it. Seeing this kind of whole show approach last year and going, what is going on here and what is it going to be like? And you know, you could see it coming. You could see it as soon as there was signals coming from where the whole thing started. You could see, okay, this is going to be a big one now. And I was thinking to myself, how am I going to survive this? Because I do, yes, as you say, we get away, we get out, I guess, get to another country, get to another county, get to another part of the country, you know, just to get out and to play. it has been my lifeblood. But I just got this idea into my head that I was going to turn off from everything at least twice a day, and that once would be with sunrise and once would be with sunset, which is something that everybody experiences. And so, you know, something that everybody can experience. And it was very random on a certain level. And I'm in Dundrum. It's not exactly the Costa Brava or the Cliffs of Moher or anything. But at the same time, when you slow down and, you know, you walk alongside a small river and you notice the birds and you notice, like, last year's spring was absolutely stunning. This is me, you know, this is my own experience.
And would you say switch off, like switch off all news?
Well, I switch off all news. I never liked the news. And I, you know, you'll always get what you need to know from your neighbour.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
If you need to know, you'll find it. But come here.
We've a neighbour here, Seamus, you know, and he's... sometimes I go in. We have great chats. Like he's been around the world in his life, and he's a good age now. And he became part of our bubble last year, and so we're in and out of each other's house.
Yeah,
and but I think, you know, when you tend to have the radio on and everything is talking about the one thing all the time, it's very heavy on the head.
Yeah.
Very heavy on the head.
Yeah, but for somebody like you that loves music so much, you can switch off and switch to the music. And the reason actually that we're chatting to you, we didn't mean to get into a conversation about all of this, because I was tonight, or is it tomorrow night, that the Hot House Flowers features in a new TV or TG Cahir music series called Colúdar Ceol Le Dath Sé, and yourself and Fíochna and Peter are interviewed about the history of the band, but you also play some music as well, and I watched the preview yesterday. It was absolutely beautiful, and people are in for a real treat, because it kind of is just a sitting back and a chat reflecting on, is it 30 years now of the Hot House Flowers, Liam?
Yeah, 30 years, yeah, the Horse House Flowers. Yeah, four horses.
Yeah.
Five horses. Yeah, it's over 30 years now. I think it's 1986 when the name landed.
Yeah, how did you come about the name?
It's an old jazz song. It's an old jazz standard, and we were trying to be clever. Maria Doyle was in the band at the time, and we had been playing with flowers, but nothing was really coming. And I went for a walk and went into Murray's record shop, I think it was, in Grafton Street at the time. And there was a record there, a jazz record, I think it might have been Ella Fitzgerald, and one of the songs was Hot House Flowers. And that's it, really. I came back and I said, what do you think of that? And it went down well.
Yeah. You went to Colossal Own, and yourself and Fíochna O'Brien, on that's where you met. I think Fíochna was in your, it was in Cullum, your older or your younger brother's class in school, and from there I suppose the seeds were sown for the Hot House Flowers. What sort of a band did you want to form? What was the genre? Because as Fíochna says so beautifully in the documentary, there's a bit of rock and roll in Irish music, Irish traditional music, Irish folk music.
Yeah, rock and roll owes its existence to roots, you know, roots music of Africa, of Ireland, of America, of anywhere really, you know. It's the blues, I suppose, would be the main kind of the birth of something that happened from a terrible history. And Irish traditional music, any music that is kind of that forms itself for the people to dance to, for the people to live by. Like, you know, traditional music is played by people who don't expect to be paid for it. They play it because they're compelled to play it, and we listen to it because we're compelled to listen to it. It's like bees make honey, you know. It's something like that. And rock and roll music comes from that. I think rock and roll came as a sort of a need, a kind of a global conscious need, and something else has to come now, and whatever that's going to be, we don't really know, but it'll come, you know, unknowns to us, I'd say. You can't take, I think the best music comes without design, but anyway, that's, you know, theoretical. Yeah.
But you still love it as much as you did back then. It's interesting you say about getting paid. That's probably why you had to go busking, because you probably weren't getting as paid as well as you might have thought.
Busking was to pay the rent, put food on the table, But you know, once you're into music, you're compelled to make it. You know?
Yeah, yeah. And look at over the years, you've recorded, you know, so many beautiful songs. You've had great tours and all of that. But I think for most people, you know, in passing, You mentioned the Hot House Flowers, they say, oh, don't go. And everybody, without even maybe knowing the band and who Liam O'Mahony is, but they certainly know the song. And I know, you know, when you have a kind of a signature tune like this, people will always ask you the question about what's the reason behind it. And maybe at times you might get sick and tired of answering that question, but still there is a really poignant background to the words to this song. And how did that come about, and did you think it would become the anthem that it did?
No, I definitely did not. I thought it was, the song was written for a friend of mine, and we were two families. There were friends of the family, the Fitzgibbons, and my mom and Eamon's mom were very, very close. And Eamon was one of those people that I could take up with. You know, he drew and I drew. We liked to draw. And we mightn't see each other for months, and then we'd connect, and always were glad to see each other. And and Eamon was around a lot, actually, at pivotal gigs of the Hothouse Flowers. There was a gig, I remember, my dad and Eamon came to see us play in the Top Hat in Dunleary. And that's a gig I look back very fondly at. And then, but Eamon was in an accident, and he was in a coma for a year, and he didn't come out of the coma. But the song was written as a result of visiting Eamon in Vincent's one spring day. It was a day that, it was like the first day where you know the season has changed, mm-hmm. and you know that summer is on its way. It's just, you know, those days, you can mm-hmm. recognize them. And I literally just mouthed out what I was experiencing as I was walking to the rehearsal space, and Peter and Fichtner and Jerry and Leo were in the room waiting for me because I was late. And Peter started playing two chords, and the next thing we were playing this song, literally. The words just kind of flopped out. And I suppose maybe because it came so easily, I didn't really see what it was until we went into the studio then, and we sort of played it four or five times, recorded it, and started adorning, you know, adding backing vocals and other instruments. You could get to really feel the song and feel that, oh, this song is going to mean something.
Yeah, and it's in memory of your great friend, as you said, Eamon Fitzgibbon. All these years on, he lives on in the memory, because it's one of many stories that you tell to Dahi in Cóilíneoir Dó Cheoil on TG Cahir tonight. Actually, it's being broadcast at 8:30, and as I said, it's a beautiful program, mixture of chat and music. And look, we're going to play. Yeah. Yes, Liam, do you want to say anything more before we play?
Yeah,
this?
It was a real pleasure to, I think everyone really enjoyed being in a room. You know, again, going back to just valuing things, like we all valued being at work that day. First of all, we were in Galway, so that was something. And we were in a crowd of people working together to make something. And everyone was appreciating being out of the house.
Yeah.
And it's
gas when you look at it. Now we're looking at these things saying, are they socially distanced? Are they sitting apart? And you are all sitting. So that kind of gives you an indication of when the thing has actually been made. But look, people can have a look at it tonight. We don't want to give too much away, but it is a lovely programme to mark the 30th anniversary of the Hothouse Flowers. Liam, thank you so much for joining us on the programme today. Congratulations. And we're going to play now this slightly different version of Don't Go.